Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to take it in stride today is what we're going to do, friends, but I do want everybody to understand that what we're going to be talking about today, friends, is unprecedented. It's fantastic. It's great. We're seeing constituents, we're seeing customers, clients beginning to stand up on the behalf of business owners across the globe. People are beginning to deal with the health department Gestapo. You know those guys that say that they're just doing their job? They're not doing their job, just for the record. They're doing the job of the tyrant. And what they're doing is adding strength to tyranny. And what they don't realize is they're helping dig a hole that they themselves are going to fall into before the tyrants do. Okay, this again, friends, is perfect judgment upon a disobedient nation. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Put that up against Deuteronomy 28:63 when you get a moment, okay? But again, we are in it today. We're going to be covering this in just a couple moments, okay? I also want you to understand that where I live in the state of Minnesota, the line's drawn in the sand now. And the reason I'm telling you that is because a 73-year-old man walked into a Menards today. And he wanted to buy some goods for his home. And when he went to the counter, Mrs. Gestapo came up. You know, by the way, Menards is supposed to be the family store, right? But what happened is when he got to the checkout lane, the lady told him, you can buy one of those masks over there. By the way, they don't work, say, at the manufacturer. You can buy one of those masks over there for 39 cents, and you can go ahead and buy this. You can purchase this. In other words, pretend with us. Help us strengthen the hands of tyranny on a global basis. And what he did is he took his stuff, and he dumped it all out, and he walked out of the store. Now, this just came to my ears about 20 minutes ago. And I told the family, I called them up and I said, listen, it's time to go to Menards. It's time to go to these stores that are acting irresponsibly, acting like a bunch of modernized version of the Gestapo from the 1930s, telling people if you don't comply with the unconstitutional orders of the government, say it's the federal courts and judges and Supreme Courts, of states across the United States of America, and you don't pretend with us, you cannot buy or sell. Revelations 13:17. Read it when you get a moment. Am I a gloom and doomer? Am I saying that this is the end times? No, this is the beginning of the times for this ministry, because next week we're going to take it to the Menards and we're going to protest them jokers, those Gestapo, and we're going to let the people know in our community where there's 147,000 people that we are not going to put up with what Menards is doing, okay? This is way beyond the call of duty, friends. Way beyond the call of duty. I'm telling you what, friends, we are allowing their cruelties to swell our ranks because we understand what happens when a people don't respond to tyranny. You all remember Martin Niemöller, right? The pastor, the evangelical pastor that admitted back in the 30s that it was the church's fault, the evangelicals of the day, that brought Adolf Hitler to power. Does anybody remember this? Well, let me read it for you. After the fact of the Holocaust, the genocide, where the Jews and the dissidents and the political opposition of Adolf Hitler were slaughtered because they wouldn't comply with the likes of the Third Reich, well, he went through the Holocaust himself. And after the Holocaust, he wrote a book of apology to those people that were actually family members of those that survived the Holocaust, of those that didn't. He apologized on their behalf. Okay? Martin Niemöller is the guy that's responsible for saying this, and I'm sure you've heard it before, but I just want to refresh statements to the ears of my listeners, because it's this important. He was the guy that said, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out. He said, because I was not a socialist. He said, then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak out because, of course, I was not a trade unionist. Okay? He said, then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. That's how it works. I also would like to remind those useful idiots that own businesses that are just going along, and instead of dealing with corruption with their governments, state governments and federal governments, instead of you dealing with them, you sold out your soul and doing the biddings for the tyrant by attacking your customers. Okay? We are no longer going to support companies or businesses such as yours. We're done with you. You're doing it to yourself. Okay? And again, remember, you're adding strength to tyranny. We're going to begin to protest you. We're going to begin to stand against you. We're going to get to the point where no one's going to patronize your stores anymore. No one's going to buy from you or sell from you. And we're going to go to businesses that have enough common sense, like the Tony Romans, like the businesses in California that are beginning to stand up against the tyrant Gavin Newsom, the businesses that are standing up against the likes of what we're seeing all across the United States of America. America, I want to say this, and I want you to remember what I'm telling you, okay? How is it, with a question mark, how is it that across the globe, these countries are protesting what it is that you're tolerating in your own backyards? How is it that you do not understand that to whom much has been given, much is required? You are called to lead the rest of the world. And yet you're still trying to figure out what should go on here in the United States of America. Have you forgotten, friends? Have you forgotten the national slogan? Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God? Have you forgotten the history of your forefathers and what it is that they established through the Declaration of Independence and concerning the three quarters of the documentation of them throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God? Have you forgotten that our rights come from God, not from the generosity of the state? Have you become so desensitized and dummied down that you don't know your left hand from your right hand? And what's sad to say about it is a majority of those that I'm talking to right now call yourselves Christians. And it's a lack of Christianity. I'm telling you, friends, you want to be a part of what we're going to be doing here in the state of Minnesota? Next week, friends, we are going to begin our little protest spree locally, and if we have to take it to the city of Minneapolis, we'll do it there too. Enough of talking about it locally, friends. I'm back in Minnesota. You know we do this all over the country, but we're going to bring it home this time. We're going to videotape it. We'll bring it to you live. We'll show you what it takes to put a stop to these Gestapos, friends, because I, for one, am tired of it. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to give the people in the state of Minnesota an opportunity to actually practice what they preach here. We're going to be setting up some protests for next week here locally in the state of Minnesota. If you'd like to be a part of that, give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Want to see how much you really love your country. Want to see how much you really love God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. 1 John chapter 5. I want you to listen to this carefully. Someone just sent it to me a moment ago. In Germany, it didn't start with gas chambers. It started with one party controlling everything. Same thing that you're seeing here today. In Germany, the message of one party deciding what is truth, isn't it interesting? We stand back, the American people stand back, watch a treasonous Joe Biden make entry into the people's White House and turn on the American people. All the while, the American people know that he's guilty of the act of treason. We know that he's there by voter fraud. And the fact of the matter is the American people are going to let him paint the picture that owning a gun, for example, today, is a bad thing. And we need to get rid of those bad, bad guns. Right? You see how this works? Oh, my goodness, friends. 330 million people putting up with the likes of the criminals that are attempting to wield control over them on a daily basis. And the people stand down and they let them do it. That's a lack of Americanism. That's a lack of patriotism. And first and foremost, it's a lack of Christianity, friends. Romans 12:21. Read it when you get a moment. So we see today in Germany, it started not with gas chambers. It started with one party controlling the media, just like it is today. One party controlling the message, just like it is today, driving the narrative, one-sided bias, allowing big tech and tech companies to censor the truth every step of the way. The American people know this, okay? what is truth? They're allowing one party to decide what is truth. Isn't it interesting, friends, how over the duration of Donald Trump's administration, he didn't have the power to do the right thing, but a Joe Biden gets in office and he has the power to do the wrong thing? Isn't it amazing how that works, friends? And then what do you get? The best that you get is from the likes of those that are a bunch of foxes guarding the chicken coops when it comes to corruption in government, both federally and statewide. What do we get? We get a bunch of these conservatives and Republicans doing nothing but magnifying the crimes of those that they tolerate in your government. Friends, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to wake up? One party censoring speech and silencing opposition is what's happening. One party dividing citizens into U.S. and them, or us and them, Mark 3:25. Then they are calling their support to harass them. It started when a good people turned a blind eye and let it happen. Yes, that's why there's judgment upon this nation. No question about it. I've got much to cover here, friends. I'm going to go ahead and take Dave from New York really quick, and then we'll get to our topics. Hey, Dave, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, yes, good afternoon. I have a comment on this statement on virus isolation put out by Kaufman, Cohen, and Fallon. This has been quoted, and I think there was articles related to it on the site. I think it's a very dangerous concept. I mean, to consider that the virus doesn't exist is fine. But to say the structure and composition of something not known to exist can't be known, and then basically say, see, you can't know it, so you can't know it, when we have full genomic structures. In many papers, scientists around the world getting the genome, this is 30,000 pairs.
Okay, well, you just, Dave, okay, great.
Yeah.
What is your point, and what site are you referencing?
Well, this is the statement on virus isolation, SOVI,
okay,
put out by Andrew Kaufman, a psychologist.
Okay.
Think about it. They're putting out some disinformation here, or quite highly questionable, I will say. It could be correct, but we have definitive evidence with the full genomic structure, with high-resolution electron micrographs, suggesting that the virus exists. If we go around and sound like wig nuts saying it doesn't exist, we don't know what the problem is.
I didn't hear anybody say that. And first of all, let me ask you, who told you that there was a virus? Who told you that?
What do you mean?
Where did you hear about the coronavirus? Where did you hear from? Where did you hear that information from?
From a scientist writing papers.
Okay, no, you didn't. You heard it from the mainstream media, didn't you?
Is that it comes from many sources. It doesn't.
Okay, that's not what I'm asking you. That's not what I'm asking you, Dave. I asked you the question, where did you get the information that there is a pandemic today? Where did you get that information from?
I didn't claim that there was a pandemic.
You got it from the mainstream media. You hear it 24/7.
No, I got it from scientists writing papers showing real evidence. That's
okay, you're straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel. Just answer the question. Who told you that there was a coronavirus pandemic? Just answer the question. Who told you that? The mainstream media.
You just mentioned it. Well,
No. I didn't. I'm answering your question. Listen, you sound confused, Dave, and I'm simply trying to ask you a question. And if you keep talking over me, I'm going to cut you out. I'm asking you, who told you of a coronavirus pandemic? That's all I'm asking you. Who told you? The mainstream media, Bill Gates, who's not a physician. Right? He's not an elected representative. That's who is driving the narrative. And then it came from the WHO, who is not a doctor. Then you heard it from the CDC working in cahoots together, pushing the narrative so far, right? Again, keep in mind the WHO, he's not a doctor neither. And then going to the CDC, they're not an elected legislative branch of the government. And they should have been investigated back in 2015, but they weren't. Now we're finding that our representatives are letting them drive the narrative when, in fact, it should be coming from this administration, but it's not. Okay, so you're allowing a Bill Gates to set the narrative. Bill Gates, you are. That's where this is all coming from, Dave. Are you kidding me?
I understand that they are doing all kinds of things like that, But listen,
the ones that are selling you the virus,
there's good evidence.
That's great. And isn't it true that 99.75% of the people that were to get it are cured? Isn't that right? And they've blown this way out.
I don't know where that number comes from.
Oh, my goodness. You must have your eyes on. You must have your fingers on your eyeballs and your fingers in your ears, because there's plenty of information.
Show me where it comes from, Bradley.
That's not I'm telling you where it's coming from. I'm telling you right now, who is setting the narrative? Bill Gates is setting the narrative. Go online. This information is easily accessible.
I understand what he's doing.
Go to Health Impact News, and you will find all the information you need, and you will find doctors across the globe that are trying to awaken people such as yourself due to the fact that you're being conned by a bunch of cons. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So I'm confused.
I don't see Dr. Merritt or any of the doctors that you have saying that there's not a virus.
Okay,
none of them. Mike Adams, none of them said that. So go check it out, please.
Who said there wasn't a virus? There is coronaviruses. There's different forms of coronavirus. Nobody ever said that. When I started this, Dave, I asked you the question, where did you get the information? That's all I asked you. Okay, then you went off on your terms that nobody can understand because you don't understand it. That's why we don't understand it. And the fact of the matter is...
I'm talking language that's not understandable. Yeah.
Well, you're shooting from the hip, David.
With the Bible.
Okay. You're shooting from the hip, Dave, is what you're doing. And you're taking information, you're going along with the narrative, and I want to tell you why you're going along with the narrative, Dave, because you're afraid. That's why you're going along with the narrative.
I'm afraid that people don't realize what's going on.
Like the 22-year-old, let's go to this really quick. It's in front of me. So sure. I'd like to just share this with the people really quick. Okay, we have a 6,000% increase, say at the CDC, of people dying from the vaccination. That's twice as much of those that allegedly have died from the invisible enemy. I didn't call it that. Donald Trump called it that, okay? And I have a plethora of people that are dying from the vaccinations all over the world on a daily basis, Dave, okay? I'm not going
to... Right, I know that.
Okay, well, you do know that. Well, praise God. You know that then. And I'm asking you, have you heard anything negative about these vaccinations?
All over the alt media I do, and Health Impact News I do, of course.
I have never heard the state-run or the CIA-controlled media on a global basis talk negative about their own vaccinations. I haven't found one article to show that what's going on concerning their narrative. I've seen nothing that stands in stark contrast concerning the vaccinations. It's all positive. It's being sold to the American people like it's the coolest thing since creation. That's all we hear. And at the end aim of those that are selling us the virus are also selling us the vaccination. And what are we finding now as to what it's really about, Dave? More control being wielded over our lives. Nobody's saying there's no coronavirus. People are saying it is not to the degree that they've embellished it to be, because we know what the end aim is now. That's all I'm saying, Dave.
That's good. I do see the New York Post has an article on people losing their skin.
Johnson & Johnson. That's right. Johnson & Johnson. Good for them. Yeah. I got to go. Thank you for the call.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. HHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today. He'll stop in El Paso and McAllen, Texas. Now, no press is allowed with the HHS Secretary Mayorkas. Mayorkas set to meet with stakeholders and non-government organizations. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw slams the Biden administration over the border crisis.
Let's disabuse ourselves of the notion that they're incompetent. They're not incompetent. They're willfully doing this. And we need to create the public pressure and the backlash so that they stop and that they reverse course.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. President Biden is taking some executive actions aimed at curbing gun violence. This follows last month's deadly shootings in Georgia and Colorado. Biden calling gun violence a public health crisis and an international embarrassment. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some welcome news regarding COVID-19 vaccines.
As the California coronavirus variant continues to spread across the Golden State since May of 2020, new research suggests that several vaccines could continue to provide an effective defense against it. The findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. In another paper, scientists in Israel examined the antibody responses in blood samples from six healthcare workers who had been infected and later received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. They found their immune systems kicked in against the original virus and the UK, Brazilian, and South African variants. Scientists want to quash these variants as fast as possible by vaccinating the population. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Association of Realtors is releasing its list of the best 10 cities for first-time home buyers, and four of them are in the Midwest. Bloomington, Illinois, number one, followed by Iowa City and Kalamazoo, Michigan, for a sweep of the top three. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You will see our national social media platforms and international social media platforms there. Go ahead and click onto them and join us, if you will. Go ahead and subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, go to the social media platforms and join us on Top Chat. You can also jump over onto Before It's News. We're on the front page over there, friends. And you can go ahead and join us on social media platforms over there as well. Now, with that said, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5. Acts 4:12, folks, John 14:6, the point is made, and I trust that you understand, especially you listeners. If not, check out those scriptural references, and you will again understand. I want to get to this really quick because I got to catch up on a little time here because of our caller. And by the way, thank you for the call, Dave, from New York. I appreciate that. We have Breitbart News reporting today. Everybody sees this again. That immediately Joe Biden was put into place. He is a pro tempore. He is doing what he's told to do. He's controlled. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And the best that we get is, again, the Republicans talking about the crimes of Joe Biden. They do absolutely nothing about his crimes. They play off each other. And who loses every single time? The American people do. When you go to Breitbart News, it says White House, Joe Biden not waiting on Congress. How many times do they circumvent the voice of the people, friends, our representatives? Joe Biden not waiting on Congress, using DOJ to put forward gun control. Isn't it interesting? At no time over the five-year administration of that of Donald Trump did he ever use the DOJ to right the wrongs in draining the swamp. But now, within months, Joe Biden's in office, you know, defending himself against the 80 million people that mysteriously voted him in. And what is he doing? He's got the right and the power to do the wrong things, but Donald Trump couldn't do anything to right the wrongs. Isn't this crazy? But here we are. This is what the people put up with, is what this is all about. He's using the DOJ to put forward gun control. Friends, there's no such thing as gun control. None. And I want to show you as well, especially for those that are on social media platforms, this is the best that you have. Wayne LaPierre, the head of the NRA. You know, I remember seeing this clown at CNP in Washington, D.C. probably 10 years ago, and they gave him a standing ovation. And I was trying to figure out why they were giving him a standing ovation, because I knew the history of the NRA for some time, that they are known to gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment. And I want to say this too. Americans, listen carefully again. Infringed means not to be violated. Okay? The Bill of Rights is the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. So going back to Joe Biden and his gun control legislation, it's unlawful, it's policy, it undermines the U.S. Constitution, it's illegally being implemented, therefore it is null and void. And I respond to Joe Biden with, no. First of all, you're not my president. Number two, the law tells me otherwise. I don't care what you have to say, Joey. We know who wears the pants, and it ain't you, right? It's the American people that are letting you dictate at will what it is that you so choose to dictate. Okay? Going back to Wayne LaPierre. What is he doing? Hey, folks, it's just reported. Wayne LaPierre says he didn't warn NRA before bankruptcy or disclose post-mass shooting security retreats on his luxury yacht. National Rifle Association leader Wayne LaPierre acknowledged in court Wednesday that he did not inform most of the NRA's board before he pushed the gun organization into bankruptcy. Friends, I'm telling you, he's a sellout, he's a turncoat, he's a Judas. Luke 22:48. I'm telling you, and I'm showing you the fruit to prove the point. Okay? LaPierre also conceded he should have disclosed his several free trips on a 108-foot luxury yacht owned by David McKenzie, a Hollywood producer closely tied to four vendors the NRA paid $100 million in recent years to. Okay? He's a sellout. Folks, if you're with the NRA, this is old information. You need to get away from the NRA. They love to magnify the violations of our Constitution and our blood-bought rights, but they do very little to make sure that corrupt politicians are dealt with concerning their illegal policies, okay? Which they are, in fact, assailing when it comes to the Second Amendment. Well, we knew this a long time ago, because when we look at Wayne LaPierre and what he's been spending his money on, NRA chief Wayne LaPierre said Wednesday, hunting and shooting African wildlife is just a part of his job. Testifying at a Texas bankruptcy court hearing convened as part of the pro-gun group's effort to evade a move by New York officials to put it out of business, LaPierre said hunting water buffalo and elephants on the dime of NRA vendors was all work, right? Among the allegations leveled in a lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James is that LaPierre and other key players at the NRA used donor funds like Piggy Bank to fund extravagant trips around the world, no-show contracts, and a traveling glam squad of stylists for LaPierre's wife. That's where your money's going if you're supporting them. Okay. If you're on social media platforms right now, you can go ahead and look at his $6 million mansion. This is where your money's going. But Americans, this is old news. This was known. This is divulged to the American people long ago. If you're supporting the NRA, you might want to think again, friends. Look at how they're living. They're living large, like a bunch of politicians, like a bunch of preachers preaching, gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy, right? And the Bible is clear when it says, those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. But if you're on social media platforms, friends, his house is second to none. It's a $6 million home. If you're listening to me on one of the 140 cities across the United States of America, this is where your money's going. $70,000 payments, okay? Mysteriously go to Wayne LaPierre's mansion. His extravagant trips, his boat rides, his connections with Hollywood producers, right? Bad company corrupts good character, 1 Corinthians 15:33, and it's exactly what's happening here. Know who you're supporting, friends. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump on the other side of this, Arkansas State Senate passes bill banning enforcement of federal gun control laws. There is no such thing. When you hear them talking about new legislation on gun control, can anybody show that to me in the U.S. Constitution or our Bill of Rights? Nope. It tells us just the exact opposite. Okay? Hey, Joe, no. You go ahead and do whatever you want to do, Joe. I'm not complying. I am not complying with your illegalities. I'm not complying with your treasonous acts against the American people. When do the American people stand up and say no more? Well, you know what? I can go ahead and ask Cody, my friend from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Cody?
Well, I was curious, Bradley. Good afternoon. I was curious on what do you predict to happen with this executive order? What do you think? They're going to try to mobilize the ATF to do this? I mean, my understanding is executive orders only apply to the bureaucrats. So,
well, the executive orders, we do a whole show on this, as you know, but the executive orders have to be congruent with the U.S. Constitution, and if they're not, they're null and void. And I've spent time reading the preamble even to the Bill of Rights, and it's clear what it says when it tells us that they don't have a right to do what they're doing. So we have a bunch of Americans afraid, again, and I'm not suggesting that you are, Cody, I know who you are, but the fact of the matter is we have a bunch of Americans that are going along with what he says. And the fact of the matter, friends, is he does not have the delegated authority to do so. So why are you pretending with him? Let me read this to you really quick, Cody, and I'll give it back to you. This is the preamble of the U.S. Bill of Rights. Having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire, okay? It was to reinforce the message of what was found in the Constitution. In order to prevent misconstruction, misinterpretation, or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the group of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. When we read a well-regulated militia, that is we the people being necessary to the security of a free state, to the right to keep and bear arms keeps us free, as we all know. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Infringe means to break, to violate, to destroy, or to hinder. So I don't care about their misconstrued interpretations neither, Cody. I'm just saying, no, we're not doing it. And we're seeing sheriffs all over the country. We're seeing resolutions being passed all over the country right now saying that they will not comply with these illegal federal mandates on more gun control. Absolutely not.
I guess that's the big thing that we need to tell everybody out there that's listening, is call your legislators and governors and tell them to get that state nullification law passed that says that we're not going to enforce any federal gun laws in our state. I think Arkansas just passed. Did they pass it fully or just in one house a couple days ago?
I got the article right in front of me. It was April 2nd, and the whole article's in front of me. So, yeah, for the sake of go ahead.
Well, it seems like it was only maybe in the Senate, not in their House yet. But I'm sure it'll pass pretty conservative state. But
gotcha. Yeah. Yep.
I'm not sure on that. But I guess that's one solution. I know Captain Carl was talking about that. He's been on Tim's show before. I'm not sure if he's been on yours, but that's his big thing. He's pushing is, you know, that 10th Amendment nullification by the states. The states, you know, you're seeing some of that now. I know North Dakota and was it Oklahoma, a couple of states are pushing that. They really need to all be asserting their rights, and, you know, we'll see. They're all bought off by this monetary system. We need to get back to gold and silver.
Amen. I just read that this morning. I appreciate it, Cody. Folks, the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. That's Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. This is what Cody from Illinois was just referencing. We're going to come right back. I'm going to cover some more. But, folks, I got some video for you. This is second to none. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again. Final segment. By the way, if you'd like to be a partaker of protests next week in the state of Minnesota, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Don't let your kids down, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Final segment. By the way, if you want to jump online and give us a call, please stick to the topic. We're going to jump topics right now. 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to tell our friend from New York, the first caller that we had, Tim Brown, just posted 8 minutes ago, former Pfizer VP Michael Yadin's warning, your government is lying to you. Former Pfizer VP is telling you, Americans, your government is lying to you. Of course they are. There's no truth in these people. John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. I want to go back over to Arkansas really quick, changing topics. Did you see this, friends? This is what your representatives are doing in the United States. Arkansas lawmakers override governor's veto of bill banning sex change procedures for kids. Who's this coming from? Is this coming from the people? Or is this coming from those that want to Europeanize America? How many times have I told the American people that the whole sodomite agenda is aimed at the children? And for the sake of going back and telling you, I told you so 15, 16, 17 years ago, you sat back and you gave him a green light. You sat back and thought I was a bigot and I was a hater for making reference to God's word, which condemns what you tolerate, this abominable lifestyle. They're trying to make a prey out of your children. Just ask said representative from San Francisco who's attempting to normalize pedophilia. His name is Scott Weiner. Okay, go ahead and check it out. I told you so. Why? Because the word told us not to put up with this kind of stuff. And look what's happening. Oh, let's be encouraged a little bit, Americans, and I'm being facetious. Did you see that, according to Big League Politics, hundreds of transgender, no such thing, God already determined if you're a boy or if you're a girl, okay? It's all confusion by design. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. But look at Big League Politics just highlighted hundreds of transgender inmates demand transfer to female jails after passage of California law. It's not law. It stands in contrast to law. If God condemns it, it is not a law. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. It is not a law. 225 male transgender inmates behind bars in the state of California, listen carefully, criminals that forfeited their rights when they committed the crime, are demanding transfer to female-only jails following the passage of a controversial new law. It is not law. The SB 132 law, which went into effect on January 1st, mandates for all transgender, non-binary, or intersex to be addressed in a manner consistent with the incarcerated individual's gender identity. Okay? You can't make it up. Friends, got a question for you. Who's doing this? How is it that they have time to demoralize the people? Because it goes back to what I've always said. If they can demoralize you, they can control you. And who is it all aimed at, friends? Who's it all aimed at? You and your children. It's a breakdown of the family. It's an attack on the American people by Satan himself through his little minions. That's just what we're seeing, right? Put that up against John 10:10. Now what I want to do, I wrote an article this morning, people take stand for business owner tells health department Gestapo to get out, okay? John Kovacs reports at WorldNet Daily, in the second case from this past weekend, video shows health authorities being booted of a building courtesy of loud shouting from people objecting to their presence. The latest confrontation took place at the Corduro. It's in Vancouver, right? Again, forgive me, my friends. Corduro, okay? Restaurant in Vancouver, British Columbia, which allegedly was at odds with the current COVID-19 safety guidelines banning indoor dining in the Canadian province. But again, friends, here it is. It's not the virus that's under attack. The American people are under attack if you don't comply, and it's happening over in Canada, too. But some countries have already figured this out, and they're saying absolutely no to it. So let's just do this. The video depicts two health inspectors speaking with the restaurant's owner, Rebecca Matthews. No one inside this eatery appeared to be wearing face masks. So what? Except for the government officials. Who do you work for? Asked the business owner. When she was talking to the inspectors, you see the signs on the door there, she continued. You understand what you're doing here, right? This woman knows her rights. She said, you're trespassing on my private property. Okay? I want to go ahead and play this video for you. Go ahead, Judah. They're having the conversation. Listen carefully.
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out!
Interesting. In Canada, at this restaurant, unsolicited, They seen the owner being harassed by the health department officials who are just doing their job. Here, let me just define them for you. The modern day version of the Gestapo. That's exactly what happened in Germany. Exactly verbatim what happened in Germany. All of a sudden, all the customers seeing that she was being harassed by the health department. What did they do? Did they stand up and run? Or did they stand up and run to the fight rather than from the fight? Put that up against Psalm 78, verse 9 when you get a moment. They went after them. They began to, in concert, say, get out, get out, get out, get out. In other words, people are understanding what this is about, and they're saying, we're going to have no more of the shenanigans, no more of this perpetuated fraud, and they stood up to their oppressors. They stood up to their oppressors and they drew the line in the sand and they said, you're not going this far anymore. Not going this far anymore. I want to end the show today with conservative Idaho lawmaker Ben Adams, who delivers a fiery speech. And he says the people are awake. And I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to end the show with this. You can go ahead and play that, Judah, at any time.
To address the body for 3.5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You can go ahead and turn that up a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. If you're not already, wake up. Do we need to be reminded the words of Patrick Henry?
Idaho.
Liberty ought to be the direct end of our government. 233 years ago, Patrick Henry spoke at the Virginia Ratifying Convention. And he rightly stated that when the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Now, this American spirit has endured and has been preserved, despite repeated attacks over the years by an increasingly centralized government.
That's right.
Reaching farther and farther into our lives. And more recently, by a heavily monopolized, woke corporate industry. Vaccine passports, breaching our dams, indoctrinating our youth, are all on the agenda. Not to mention borrowing on the credit of generations of Americans who have not even been born yet, chaining them to a lifetime of financial slavery. Now in 2021, after a year that attempted to squelch out the remaining embers of liberty in this country, the winds of tyranny have blown on the remnant and ignited a flame that will not be put out. The people are awake. Eyes wide open.
Amen.
And they're watching you to see who will stand with them. Now is the time to push back, to lay claim to our sovereignty as a state and to the sovereignty of every citizen. And I am confident that if it takes, as Jefferson said, a watering of the tree of liberty with the blood of every tyrant from sea to shining sea, then so be it.
Amen. Amen.
The flame is lit.
Amen.
And so I stand here before you today to speak to you and every elected official in this building on behalf of free men and free women from the great state of Idaho. And free citizens from all over this country who are just waiting for somebody to stand up.
Amen. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.